Hall of Fame trainer Bob Baffert has won 14 Breeders' Cup races in his storied career. But as they say, you never forget your first.
That was so exciting. That was one of the most exciting races. When he hit the wire, I was so nervous. And when he hit the wire, I remember it was like the same feeling when I won the Kentucky Derby. It was like I just felt like jumping out of my skin. And I can't remember how I got down there. I was running down there and I was getting caught up. And I had to wait for an elevator, I remember. And I was so afraid I was going to be late. And they would take the picture without me. That's how nervous and green I was, and to think back. But, you know, to me, it was really huge for me and for Mike Pegram. He was there and that, you know, helped me get started. So it was one of the biggest thrills that I've had.
Bob's first Breeders' Cup victory was educational and life-changing.
I can get in the paddock without a credential. That's probably the only difference, but it's still just as difficult. You know, it was a great learning experience with 30 sloughs. It was the first Thoroughbred I ever purchased. And I remember buying it for $30,000. I didn't have the money for it. And I was shaking. I was trembling. I could barely sign the ticket. And then they called me to the paymaster, and they said, you don't have credit with us. So they had to call my bank. And luckily, I think I had $32,000 in my savings. So that covered it. Otherwise, I couldn't get them off the ground. I mean, I remember that. I get to thinking about it. And that's the only time they've ever called me in there. And after that, I've been good. But it was just, you know, starting out. And, you know, nobody knew who I was. But I think everybody starts out the same way.
Staying at the top of our sport is challenging. But Bob has discovered a path to success.
Just trying to beat myself for the next following year. What can I do to beat last year? That's the goals that I set, you know, and you're hoping that, you know, you can be fortunate. But, you know, I've been really lucky in life. I've been so blessed and lucky that every year, even when I was training quarter horses, you know, I was like, I tell you, I'm lucky. I always get a horse. I find a horse, something happens, and it's always worked for me. But if you just stick with it long enough, you know, good things happen.
Bob has won the Breeders' Cup Classic 3 years in a row and now has a fantastic shot to take his winning streak to 4.
I don't even think about that right now. You know, I've got 4 in there, which are really tough, but there's a good son of a gun in there, that gun runner. They're going to have to all run really well, you know, to beat him. And, you know, I'm hoping Arrogate shows up. If they all show up, it's going to be a great race. But I really don't think about those things until afterwards. I was fortunate enough to win the first one. Then you get American Pharoah and last year, the Arrogate. To me, Arrogate, it was the most exciting. You know, I hadn't been really that excited about winning the Breeders' Cup. This is 30 sloughs. He was hopelessly, you know, I thought there was no way he could catch, you know, California Chrome, because I knew how great he was. And what a horse race. And to be, you know, I've gotten beat in those big ones, but it was nice to be on the other end of it.